of Commissioners meeting, April 17th, 2023.
To order, would you please join me in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please, Shereen.
Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Thank you. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room and is available for review by all citizens and attendees. The Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order of items on this agenda if necessary. And the first item on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the time of comment. Any comments on anything not on the agenda?
I'd just like to say thank you to whoever ordered the windows. They were awesome.
You're welcome. Yeah, they do. They look great.
We didn't know who ordered them. They just showed up.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Troy did that, so.
Good job.
Thank you. Anyone else? If not, we will move on then to the consent agenda. Any item, individual item, may be removed by a commissioner for special discussion and consideration. Unless there is an exception, these items will be approved as one with a single vote of the Board of Commissioners. Item A is approval of previous meeting minutes, April 3rd, 2023. Approval of payroll claims, April 1st through April 15th. Marty went through those today. Item C is approval of accounts payable claims. Marty and I did that today. And approval of official reports, deeds, clerk, and clerk of district court, and everything was all okay.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve the consent agenda. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yep.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. All right. Item three, new business and resolutions. First item is a public hearing, hearing support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, or observations of taxpayers relating to amending the budget authority for insurance fund 1275 by increasing the fund in the amount of $720,000 for payment of unanticipated medical claims. So I will then open the hearing. Then anyone wishing to speak in support of this action? All right, seeing none, any opposition? Seeing none, any neutral? All right, seeing none. Cherie, do you have some comments then before we move on to the actual?
I was just going to clarify, I guess, we're not actually moving any money. The spending authority in the budget isn't high enough for the claims that we're going to have to pay before the end of the year, so we're just changing the total dollar amount of what the county can spend out of that budget. So we're just amending the spending authority.
All right.
Okay. I think that's clear enough. Any questions?
Well said.
Yes. Any questions, other questions, comments from the board? Otherwise, we will move on to B as board to approve or not approve resolution 23C dash. Oh, wait a minute. First, I have to close the public hearing. I'm sorry. So, and then item B, board to approve or not approve resolution 23C-009, increasing the spending authority of the insurance fund 1275 by $720,000 for the purpose of keeping the fund from going negative and making payment for anticipated medical claims.
Okay, clarified 23C resolution 009. I will make a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Marty to approve the resolution. Call the roll, please, Sheree.
All right, Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Moving on then to item four, old business and miscellaneous. Brenda Sale is here from the Extension Office for a report on Voices for Food and Dakota County Impact.
Brenda, hey.
Hey. You guys did that too fast. I wasn't prepared.
Sorry.
I thought public hearing. I thought that was going to be a good
just
hour.
A game. That's what it means.
No. Sorry. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, just wanted to come and give you an annual update on our Voices for Food program. If you're new and not familiar with it, it's a research project through the University of Nebraska that was started 8 years ago to engage the community in food security issues. Dakota County last summer put 13,000 pounds of produce back into the food system for 4,853 participants. With that produce program, we provided education to 596 adults. Probably the greatest thing about this program in the state of Nebraska is our community engagement. We had 61 volunteers that did over 2,000 hours of volunteer work, and you'll see on the back side of the page that accounts for half of the volunteers in the entire state of Nebraska. So Dakota County does half of the produce, 12 other counties in the state do the other half. Dakota County does half of the volunteer engagement in hours, and those 11 other communities do the other half. So we have a fantastic engagement in this community of volunteers and people who have jumped onto this project and made it a success. The volunteer breakdown at the bottom is just the volunteer hours of service by the general public and then master gardeners, our community volunteers. And then we have two grant-funded gardens that are run by all of our volunteers, and then we take community collections. Our two grant-funded gardens did 10,000 of the 13,000 pounds. And then we also have a unique collaboration here that's unique in the state of Nebraska. We collaborate with Siouan Community Health Center. So they look at social determinants of health for their low-income participants, and they assess their food security issues. And because of their collaboration with us, we have refrigeration units and shelving units in the lobby. And so their participants that they're finding to be low-income and having issues with their health now have access to produce because we put it right in the lobby. On the back side of the page, you can see just the impact to Dakota County. This program, just the value of the produce, is worth over $25,000 in fresh fruits and vegetables to low-income families. The contributions by our volunteers accounts to $61,000 in Dakota County. Over 25,000 participants in since the program has started have received food at the food bank here in Dakota City, 7,000 households in the last 7 years. And we're currently sitting at 96,000 pounds of produce in 8 years, so we're hoping to get over 100,000 this summer. And then you can see that breakdown that I just talked about, Dakota County, how it compares to the 11 other counties, that we account for half the produce, half the volunteers in the entire state. And then the Dakota City Food Pantry, again run all by our volunteers, is at the bottom, the breakdown of that. On the next page, we just got a $3,000 grant to put up a shed, and Marty helped us with that, probably committed a good 2.5 days to the project, of went to Menards with me and got all the supplies, and then they spent a day building it and another day putting it up. South Sioux City Police Department came and helped get it up because it needed a lot of muscle. So that was a cool project. That's at our garden in town to house all of our supplies and things. And then on the back page is just a quick extension report. Angela Apps is our 4-H and youth development. She does First Lego League, which is teaching youth robotics, 4-H ambassador training. She also does a lot of STEM programming with school enrichment and butterflies, robotics, money, and leadership. She does Saturday extension programming for youth. Julie Boyle in our office was a former after-school Beyond School Bells educator. She is now our new 4-H, our new food and nutrition and health person. So she's kind of wearing two hats right now, but she does engineering with youth, the after-school trailers, empowering youth and families, Marathon Kids, which will be a program that she's going to implement here in South Sioux that will get kids involved in running marathon distance things through a program. And then myself, I'm a SNAP Ed educator. I pretty much told you all of my stuff We run the Dakota City Food Pantry. We had a community meeting where we brought in a lot of stakeholders to talk about Voices for Food and what kind of things we need to do. Education at the food pantries. Marion Kane, if you know her, she was the Nebraska Volunteer of the Year for the entire state. She got that award a couple weeks ago. And then we have a food council that meets monthly to work on all these projects.
Hey, we praise the extension office.
Thank you.
Seriously.
We appreciate it.
So do you have a garden or do you just...
We have two grant-funded gardens. One, Marion Kane, you know, Tri-State Communications in South Sioux.
On the bypass. Sure.
On the bypass. Mm-hmm. So that's our main garden. And then Bob Bowles. Do you know Bob Bowles?
I know who he is, yeah.
Well, when he passed away, he donated his garden to us. And so that's out in the country with it's another group of volunteers that strictly run that.
Okay.
And his wife just passed away this fall. And when she was, this is like, she was passing away, she told her sons that it was very important that her... this garden still be used for our project as long as we wanted to use it. I think what an amazing thing to be thinking about in your final days.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have two gardens that are run by volunteers and all that produce goes into the food pantries. And then we also have a community collection. So anybody that gardens can donate and you can drop that off at Siouxland Community Health or our extension office. We have scales in there. You just weigh it, write it on a piece of paper, put it on the shelf.
All right.
I think, you know, it's amazing that there's, they started out with 8 of these programs across the state, and during the time since it started, that Dakota County has produced half of the total of the 8, you know, so it's just shows what Dakota County has stepped up and did, says a lot about the people in the community, and like I say, so during the summers, when the things are growing, they go out on the day of the food banks, harvest the vegetables, and then take them to the food bank, so they're going from the garden to the home, and a matter of hours, so it's amazing how many people it does impact.
Yeah, it's we have about 400 to 500 pounds a week go out. They get harvested at the two locations and what we collect, and then we have a different set of volunteers that goes and picks that up and drives it to the food pantries and drops it off, and then we teach a class, teach them how to use it. So
it's a good moving wheel.
Awesome.
It is. It's this community is fantastic.
I see your picture.
Yeah,
a couple different times.
I put him in there.
Where'd this building go at?
In Marion's.
Right behind.
Oh, right behind here, the blue building. Sure.
Yeah.
We actually built it when we had bad weather. We framed it and sheeted it one day, and then when we went to move it out, we were kind of short on a couple of the guys were helping me. So John Schmidt was working, so I called him, and they rounded up the guys, and they came down and helped us carry it out to stand it up. So
perfect. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for supporting Nebraska Extension.
Yep.
We
absolutely
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, item B is board to approve the Dakota County Hall Road Use Agreement. Jolene, any comments on this?
Third time's a charm, right?
You bet.
I spoke with NRMA. They were okay with the changes I made. So... nothing new other than we just confirmed what we wanted to do at the last meeting.
Okay,
so do I have that somewhere, the agreement?
That's the $100,000 per mile and $1 million per bridge.
Correct.
$101 million.
Okay.
And then, you know, there'll be some companies that come in that will want to maybe make adjustments or whatever, and then that's something we'll have to work out with NRMA. This is just kind of a standard one, and we'll kind of build off from this one.
Good.
Okay, as third time's a charm, I'll make a motion to approve the County Hall Roads Use Agreement.
Second. Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve. Call the roll, please.
Marty? Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Jolene, for that. And you are up with the highway road report.
So we had 324 hours of maintaining, 7 hours on trees, 13 hours, we replaced a couple culverts, one on 265th Street, and we did some work on one on M Avenue. We did some asphalt patching. We had 29 hours there, 3 hours picking up garbage, 51 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 780 ton of three-quarter clean and 196 tons of 1 inch. 30.5 hours putting up signs. And we had a few road concerns for grading on Elgin Golf, 110th and 120th. The phone calls have
slowed down.
Yes.
Leveled off.
And things are drying up, so the roads are looking pretty good. So we're hoping to get out and get some projects going.
What's the one-inch product?
That's just the one-inch rock down at LG Everest.
Okay.
They were running out of the three-quarter clean. Well,
okay.
They did run out, so we went to the one-inch. Last week, I had NERMA come up, and they did certified flagger training and work zone safety for the guys. They need certified every 2 years, so getting into construction season, it was a good time to get that started. I have 5 electricians coming to look at bids at the Emerson shop for the wiring there. Dixon Path, they did the overlay last week, and they are starting on C Avenue this week. 190th Street, Culvert, will award bids on May 1st. So we will open them on April 28th, Scott and Troy, review them, and then hopefully award them on the 1st.
Text me that day, right? Please.
Did you get a chance to look at that little piece at
April 28th.
G Street and 39th and G at South Street?
Actually, we have a contractor in that area on C, and we were going to have them peek at that while they were out there.
Okay, yeah. It's just, it's a very small section, but it's just, I think, I'm not 100% sure where the county line is, but I think that that is our responsibility. It's only like 30 feet long, but it's beat up.
So, C Avenue is next week, and then when is Gulf Road?
They don't know yet.
Okay.
I told them the big portion of Gulf Road can't start until after July 1st, because
okay.
That's in the next budget.
But the other part, the dip down by...
The dip, if they can work it in, they will do it before July, if not...
It's really busted up, Terry.
Which dip? The one just on the curve, past the curve?
By Hines.
By Hines.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's really... But anyways, okay, yeah, good.
Hey, Jolene, one thing before you're gone. I get some advertisements, I guess, from folks that want to... We talked a little bit before... about texting, say, road problems into this number, you know, so if they can't get a hold of you guys or somebody where you just can text in, say the washed out someplace or something like that. I didn't know that. So I guess so my point is that on our website, I'm sure we have our, is your number and Brent's number, cell phone numbers on there?
I don't know about cell numbers. I know the office numbers are.
Okay. So I was wondering, just thinking that, you know, if it would say someplace on our website, if we had a cell number where somebody could text a problem to, that might help. Because people are wanting to sell us that.
Try it out on our website first to
right,
see if that's something
right,
that would
to
make
just,
a difference.
You know, and so I don't know, you might want to put, being Brant's not here, I would put his number out there.
That
to be,
sounds like a great idea.
To be text to. I mean, it would just maybe, you know, it would speed things up, you know, rather than a phone call.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
just thinking.
There's nobody that can cover all the roads and know, and when people... would normally call one of us or, you know, call me, and they're like, I hate the bitch. I'm like, well, we wouldn't know unless you called. And
right.
I'm not thinking it as a bitch. It's a concern. You
right,
know? So,
right.
I mean, so otherwise
we
wouldn't
we
know.
We could try it.
So if you could just maybe add that to your website where, oh, you know, text a problem to this number. Don't put Brent or, you know. Or do whatever you want, but you get my point.
Yeah.
I
well,
think
we can try something like that.
I think it's...
And if it gets overwhelming where our phone is just going off
well,
too much, you know?
You know. Well, like Scott says,
we'll transfer the calls to
Scott. If it can. Yeah, and that would be, you know, that's obviously one of the next steps, but
right.
it may speed things up and point out something that,
okay.
You know.
I'll put it on there and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Anything
Thanks.
Else for Jolene
Thank
before
you,
we let
Jolene.
Her go? All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Julie.
All right. Next item is item D. Sheriff is here with a jail report.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
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 So,
Sheriff,
April.
Good to see you.
Hey, you too. You made it.
Me or you?
You.
Oh, yeah.
Month of March, county inmates average 76, federal 22, juveniles 0.06, total in-house 99. Calendar year 2023, average county 81, federal 21, juveniles 0.04, total in-house 102. Fiscal 94, county 19, federal 0.47, juveniles 111 total. Federal income 22-23, March 52,960 for the Marshals, I-1600, Omaha, South Dakota Marshals, nothing. March federal income was 54,560. Fiscal for Marshals, 404,518. ICE, 3,920. Omaha, South Dakota Marshals, 2,482. And fiscal for federal is 410,920. 2023 calendar federal was 152,403. March contracts were zero. Fiscal county contracts, 1,870. Commissary for the month of January was $10,074.07. Cost per inmate in March was $81.61. Jail spent $247,000 for the month of March. The jail is 74% of total estimated yearly budget, 8% under budget for the fiscal year. Jail is 71% of the total estimated budget for the month of March, and $4,000 less than allotted for March, which is 2% under the monthly budget. So March bookings, sheriff's office is 34, the PD was 21, NSP 9, self-pays or turn-ins 14, feds 13, total of 91. And for Dakota County, residents was 34, other Nebraska's 13, Sioux City 27, other Iowa 11, and other states 4, and 2 homeless for a total of 90.
So, Sheriff, the federal marshal or federal inmates have stayed pretty stable.
We won't have any trouble.
No concern there.
Sheriff, the $10,000 on the commissary, is that the gross, or is that?
Yeah, that's what we make on that.
That's your profit on that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's averaging. Since we got this new phone system, we average that a month easy.
That's making a joke.
I must have a lot of friends.
Well, you know, it always bothered me, you guys, and I'll always say this. What I don't understand is these guys can spend this on commissary. Now, granted, there's some federal guys in here buying stuff, but yet most of them are on a public defender. And I just don't get that. Mm-hmm. Don't you see it as much as I do? Mm-hmm. Now, it's nice that we get some of the revenue back, and if we look at it that way, some of that's going to pay for the public defender, but it just bothers me. They fill out the affidavits that they have no money, but yet they're spending $200 a week on extra food.
One of
one
of those things you'll probably
you'll
never figure out.
Anyway, that's what she is, folks.
All right.
Thank you,
sir. Are we doing our jail tour today?
Yes, we have a jail tour later. Sheriff won't be there probably, but
we will see you over there, Sheriff.
Okay, moving right along to
item
E is approved projects with monies from American Rescue Plan Act relief funding. So we'll do these one at a time. The first one is for Frank's Asphalt. That is the frontage road parking. And that is... the first one, right?
And 13. Yep.
In the many of this, so this is 13,000. This is for the street out front here.
From one end to the other?
From one end to the other, and I think Mike Carnes is paying half of it, but no, I'm just kidding. It needs it, and it's on the list, and so that is the item for.
But we don't have any costs for milling anything out here, right, that needs to be milled?
I think that's just the overlay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're still waiting on that.
Right. It says, Kevin will have Oban mill existing asphalt 2 inches down prior to us arriving on the bid.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten anything from Oban, so I don't know what that
is. They haven't gotten back to us, I know.
Okay, so do you want to do that? Do you want to hold off because we don't have part B of that?
I would go along with A because this is where we're going. So then
at least we'll be on their list, and then hopefully we can get it mailed by the time they want to.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna do individual.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion on the front paving parking lot, 2-inch overlay, 13,875.
Second.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve the frontage road parking. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
Hey, Marty.
Yep.
Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Okay, the next item is the Frank's Asphalt, also the trailer inspection pad area. This is would be the southwest corner over here where you pull in. Somebody that has a trailer always has to come in, and they end up parking on the grass now, I think, and this will give them a spot to park out here on that corner.
Is that the plan there, Sheriff? Just kind of on the southwest corner. They just back in there, drive in there, and do it.
Go ahead and do the whole grassy area there. We have plenty of parking.
Okay, so the vehicle inspection pad, what we got down is the 4 inches, the 1,500 square feet, 30 by 50. I'll make a motion to approve that.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve that trailer inspection pad area. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so now that we're out of ARPA money, you guys all have a good night, and we'll take a Jill tour. Oh, we got to do Commissioner Committee reports first.
So, Jill, we have...
Funny guy, right?
Elizabeth and Jacob, you guys both want to... Do you want to talk about your
project? We have nothing. Do we have stuff in paper here? Yes?
No? I'll talk about the mats. Elizabeth can talk about everything else.
I don't know why I did it, Michael.
Go ahead, Jacob.
But, the reason I'm here is to ask the mats. I don't know if any of you guys had the opportunity to go over and look at the training room we have over there. For years, we didn't have one. We were paying other agencies to use their space. We utilized the school as much as we could, but they're so busy all the time, it's hard to get in there. And with how our shifts work and stuff, it's impossible to schedule days at the high school to use their wrestling room. So a couple years ago, when this building opened up over here, we went out and kind of solicited the people and got some old mats so we can use for defensive tactics. We were paying Sioux City PD to use theirs over there. We were trading stuff we had for to use their rooms and stuff, and obviously it's a lot better to use our own room over here. The mats we have were old when we got them. There's some tears in them. They're about a quarter to half inch thick.
I
was hoping that if the county had some extra funds that we could at least look at it or consider buying new mats. The quote I gave you, I did some research online. This is a company that makes mats for all the NCAA schools, the wrestling mats for them. They're about, 2.5 inch or 1.25 inches thick, and they're double-sided. So if one side gets messed up, we can flip them over, use the other side, looking at from a longevity standpoint of how we could use these. It was quite evident building up to this, even 2-3 years ago when we were able to obtain that room, that we needed our own space to go train at.
How do you take care of them, those mats? Is it like a roll-out mat, and then you roll it back up when you're done?
No, if you roll the mats up, that's how bacteria grows on it. So we just go to the store and I get the bleach solution on it, because if you don't wash the mats and roll around on them, that's how you get like tapeworm and stuff like that, or not tapeworm, ringworm. So after every time we use them, we actually were training over there this morning, I'll get it out. We clean the mats up. I know some of the guys from the jail at night, if they get free, they'll go over and clean the room up and make sure everything's looking good over there. But we've been doing our best to upkeep it. I've got mat tape down everywhere trying to cover the holes in it and stuff. They gave us quite a bit of material, but it's in pretty bad shape. And that's what we've been using, and that's why, looking at longevity and moving forward, I thought if we had mats that we could use both sides of, that it would last us for years to come.
What's the dimension of it?
When we measured over there, what we have right now, let me see what he has on the quote here, because he put it on
33 foot feet by 22 feet.
Yep, 33 feet long by 22 and a half wide, and it comes in two pieces.
Is that big enough to cover your area? Or you?
Yes, so that's the exact area we have over there right now. That's the dimensions I sent them.
You know, and this is the way that I look at it. I know you guys use that room, okay, and I remember you guys first went over there and put this, you know, the mats down, et cetera, and $6,500 is a lot of money, but at the same time, it's like, if you guys utilize it, and the way I look at it is, I recall the county spending that kind of money on stupid shit, and here we are, when they didn't have the money, and now we have the money, so, you know, if it's going to be put to use to you guys, why wouldn't we look at it and entertain it?
No, yeah, and that's all I'm asking. And I appreciate you saying that. All I'm asking is you guys entertain the idea of getting us up that in reality we need in order to do this. We need to do this training in order for even our deputies to maintain their certification through the state.
Yeah. But so, and all sheriff's office employees would use it.
Yes. We use it for the jail. We use it for the deputies.
I think I remember when they were trying to do the exercise thing downstairs at one time. Didn't you guys have a place downstairs or something at one time that was not tried?
No.
Right.
I tried. And I had looked at some other ones recently at training, and like a 6-foot by 4-foot mat they had. They were spending about $1,400 a piece on those, and we need about 9 of them to cover our space. So this one is why I brought it to you. I think is a lot more cost effective, and for longevity wise, it's probably the best option should you guys opt to approve the spending on it.
Just a piece of advice. A few of the better pieces that you have over there, you might want to keep a few just to, you know, if you need to cover any walls or anything.
Yes.
To take them up the walls.
Yep, and we've got some over there, and that's kind of what we were looking at doing. That'd be a good idea.
I'll make a motion for the training mats of the...
Sheriff, what do you got to say? Scott.
No, that's okay. 65-17-80. I'm going to make a motion to approve it for the training for the sheriff's department and for the jailers and et cetera.
Second.
Did you have a comment on this?
With the advent of the sheriff's office using that training room over there, it fixes it because, like he says, we got so many guys that work shifts. And Mr. Van Berken, I guarantee you tell what it's like to try to get everybody together for a training. It's expensive because you're paying overtime. So I'm just saying that room has saved us.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's paid for itself.
Okay, so Scott made the motion.
Thanks for your comment, Chair. Appreciate
it. And
that.
Brian seconded the motion to approve the 65-17-80, Jacob?
That is the number I have that included.
Hey, listen, I'll approve it as long as once you guys get it, you're going to wrestle me.
1,000%.
Really?
I know where my money's going.
All right, I think we can raise some money.
I can't wait.
Let me know when that happens. I'd like to shoot photos.
We got a logo on it, Jacob?
We had talked about a logo. They charge about $50 a letter to put lettering on there, so that's why I left it off there. This quote does include the shipping handling too, though. They say they're about, it says eight here, 18 to 24 weeks out.
What color?
Black with gold rings on it.
Okay. Thanks, Jacob.
Okay, yes, sir, Scott and Brian on the motion. Cherie, call the roll, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
We just will put the date of the match on, too.
Hey. We'll see when that is.
Anytime.
All right. Thanks, Jacob.
If I get a hold of you, you're done. So I
okay.
I'll be the ref.
moving right along to jail again. Ace Refrigeration. Jail. Elizabeth, I think this is you.
Elizabeth, you're up now. All right.
I don't get the fun stuff, but here we go. Okay. So our refrigerator and our freezer in our kitchen, the cooling units are original with the building. The past couple summers, they've kind of struggled. We've had a couple days where temps have bumped up. We've lost some milk and food produce and stuff to it because it's gotten too warm, sometimes up to 65 degrees. So we're looking at replacing those while we possibly have the opportunity so we don't run into those issues anymore. So they do okay in the winter, but summer, we're, like I said, yeah, past couple of years, they've been
and they're as
to keep
old
up.
As the...
They're original with the building.
Is there paperwork on those?
On these?
Okay. Yeah.
So basically, it says there's four different. You got the timeline, you got the remote refrigeration package. of $55.91, correct? And then three, you got seven, five, 20,000. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They don't. They can't charge a sales tax, right?
Correct.
So it's 18,710.
Correct.
And there's a walk-in cooler?
Yes, they're both walk-ins. So.
And that's what's there now.
Correct. Yep. So just replacing the actual the cooler units themselves. Not everything else is. It's fine. We did have our floor replaced in the cooler because that was getting a little soft. So that's all done. So that's looking much better now too.
And you guys did that work, right? Floor.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks. You guys stepped up and did that.
We're trying.
Yeah. Well, they're not done yet.
Well, I know.
We're not.
They're still going. They're still going.
There's a lot to do. Okay. Well, if this news is needed, what do you do? It's 20...
It's almost 20 years, yeah.
Right? What year are we at? 2023, 7, yeah. 17, so it's holding up. 15, 16 years old. I mean, just looking at the age of it, yeah.
Right. And that's kind of where we're at with the jail right now. It's just time to do some much-needed upkeep.
This was the only estimate?
Correct.
Did you put it out to everybody, or is it just these are the only people that deal with that kind of?
Yeah, our maintenance guy headed this. He brought this to me. So this is who was dealing with our units. This is who's been dealing with them. So he went with them.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind getting just a couple more bids.
I just want that kind of money. You just think that you'd want a few more bids just to see. But I don't know if it's a specialty.
There are people that do that.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know nothing about it.
Would that? I'd be a little bit of a pain, but if we could just get a couple more bids, that'd be.
Yeah,
that'd
absolutely.
Be
nice. I'll talk to Jesse.
Yeah, yep. I'd appreciate that.
Yep.
Because I really, really think probably the impression I get from the board, Elizabeth, is going to get done.
Right.
We would just like a.
If we can save a few grand here or there, and this might be the lowest bid. Who knows? But
absolutely.
We'll keep this one on the burner.
We'll keep that on the cooler.
The cooler, it's burning right now because it's not 65 degrees.
Right. Okay, so let's go on to then the pole removal. Who is that?
What kind of pole? You guys got a stripper's pole inside there? What's going on?
Totally not.
Holy moly, I'm just kidding. It's just a pole. Remove a pole. I don't know. Anyways, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, so...
Do not put that in the paper, please. Please.
Go ahead. Put it in.
Go ahead.
Share something. Great headline.
All right. Fair enough. Anyways, what pole are we talking about?
So on the west side, we were going to try to asphalt where the expansion was going to go, and it's no longer.
Yep.
The very last pole that's in there where some of the deputies park, it's not necessary. So if we're going to asphalt that, it'd be nice to have that...
Right along the sidewalk, that one pole there?
Correct. So they can move it, attach it to the garage, so it won't affect anything. We had them come out and look at it. They said, yeah.
Who does this? The MPPD?
Yes. And then Rohan Electric would come in and finalize all the wiring.
Okay.
For them.
And we don't know what that money is, or we do? $19.89.
For Rohan. And then the power company wants $47.09.
You had everything in order for me, didn't you? You're cold.
Do we have, we're bidding out the parking lot over there, right? Do we have that out for?
No, that's what a lot of this is new to me, so I've been talking with Cherie, and she got in contact with Kim and stuff, and I'm going to, so I try and get bids. It's going to be a lot more than I've realized, because again, I don't do construction, so I'm very much learning during this experience.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I need to get that open bid for that. Okay.
So. Real quick here.
Go ahead.
I'm going to talk about the pole real quick.
Mm-hmm.
$47.09 for MPPD.
Correct.
That's crazy. That's absurd. Okay. That's absurd.
To take a pole down?
Yeah.
And then redirect it.
Redirect it. I mean, seriously, you're using their service, right? And they're going to charge you $47.09. That's a ripoff.
Do we? It's a light?
No, there's electricity.
Oh, it's
it's a utility pole.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it powers the garage and stuff out there, Kevin's garage. And then there is a light on there, and they said they would move that to the one that's at the end of the alley.
Well, that's awful nice of them. I'd probably do more than that for $47.09. That's just, to me, yeah, you have their service, that just seems...
I know. And you don't have it. You don't have an option.
Well...
I mean, you can't have somebody else come up and work on their service.
No, I know.
Right, that's where it is. They get you.
I know.
So what's the... I mean, it is what it is then, right? I mean, board, I don't know.
I don't like what it is. But
Marty, Scott, Brian, Troy.
It is what it is.
I mean, I don't think we have a... If we're not, we can't get rid of NPPD.
No, I know we can't, but you know what? I'm just saying that, you know, even, you know, Tim Murphy or even, I don't know, whatever. I'll see those guys around when they know that they're ripping us off. I see him at the post office on a regular, so, yeah. Okay, should we just move forward?
Scott, you want to make that motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion for the poll. I don't like the cost, $47.09 NPPD, and then you have Rohan, which is $19.89 to reroute the electrical and the light. So
correct.
That's my motion.
Second.
Much I don't like it, but.
Scott, motion, seconded by Brian, for the pole and then they re-hook up the electric. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, bids. Next item is bids for concrete work for inspection area. Go ahead.
So, area time out is our front parking lot on the south side. It would be the east side only where our handicap parking spot is. That whole side, we have chunks of some concrete coming up. It really dips down, especially their handicap spot. It's getting kind of dangerous. Other side, the rest of it, like the front bin spots, all of that is good. It's just that east side, and then there's one chunk that's starting to crack that we were looking at getting replaced. And then with included in these bids also is on our west parking lot, behind our fence there's a chunk of sidewalk. They were going to remove that, so if we do asphalt, then that'll be out of the way, so the asphalt can replace that.
400, there's 404 square feet. Is that what that says? Removal of that concrete? Removal of the existing sidewalk on west lot.
Correct.
404 square feet at $2 square foot, $808. So again, Is this the only bid that we got?
No, I have three for concrete.
I've never heard of that blue.
They go through Harris Construction. Harris Construction.
Really?
Yeah, so that's why that bid looks so crazy, because they included an asphalt bid in there also. But they, so take out that one. So it removal of the east side of parking lot and the sidewalk on the west side of the building. They included all in one.
So without that top line,
you'll take 65.
You take the 65 out away,
off the
yeah, right?
Yep.
I don't know how to run a calculator.
So it's still 30.
I should know.
It's still 30.
Still 30 for the.
So yeah. The 19 is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then the next one is
from Concrete Plus. They came looked at it. So for that and the removal of the sidewalk again, their bid was $27,411.
And where is this at?
It's where they pull. See where the
pen inspect.
So if you pull, not, it's the right side, but the
east
side.
That's the right side. It's east side.
Closest, the closest
all the way out.
Yeah.
Where all those parking spots are. It's all. It was. It's part of the original street, is what I was told. So it's all coming up.
Okay. Well, it looks like Gil, obviously, for $19,962 for the parking lot, and then the removal of the existing sidewalk on the west side. I'll make a motion to approve Gil for the concrete parking lot on the south side, east side, to replace, and then removal of the 404 square foot.
And that 404 is over on the other side
yep.
of the jail into that parking
it's on
lot.
The west side over there, yep.
And then, so is there a plan to do that parking lot?
Well, obviously, it's been in the making, so they're talking about
right,
it, and possibly of asphalt.
And Gil said they wouldn't.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Gil said they wouldn't be able to get to this even until after July 4th. Mm-hmm. They're booked until then, so I thought mm-hmm. even if we, if that were to get approved, that would then give us some time.
That's on the list, Marty, of things. The
it's on the list of the
what wish.
The wish list of getting things done.
Okay, the wish list happened back before I was here, evidently, because I'm not.
Right.
Okay, so there's a wish list that everybody just put in on. And
well, we've been talking about it.
We haven't talked about it in a meeting since I've
no,
been
no,
here.
We haven't. Not that part. Not
no.
that part.
Okay. So they're talking about asphalt in that lot.
Right.
Yeah, they had bids on that?
No.
No. And we haven't even talked about it, whether it's something that we want to do.
And I like, you know, it used to be dirt, and then I remember Fred Kellogg and I was like, why don't we dump the millings down? And they're not that expensive. And if you would just take care of that, I know the turning and this and that, you'll catch some holes. But if you had, like, a grade, you know, with a tractor like Kevin or whatever, and if you go over that periodically, you could keep it pretty smooth.
Yeah,
I mean, you could.
Because some of the issue we're having now, too, is it's starting to slope into the building.
Right.
It's so high, and then so we're getting water. If it gets real blank, we're getting water leaking in the hall and stuff,
you know. Well, we found somebody that had a maintainer, they could come in and blade it, because you can blade that stuff. You can move it around with a blade.
So, because I know this has been our worst year. It was.
So we should see if
we have access to some road graders.
I think so. We should see if somebody, you know, right over here across the street can get a maintainer. But I'm just saying it's a great substitute. And it could be maintained. But something we'll talk about. But first things first, let's get the Gil thing going after July 4th. And then, like I said, the wish list, we'll figure that out. Fair enough?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, Scott, that's a motion on the Gil. And Brian?
Second.
For Gil on this particular one. Cherie, call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, so then get back to us, Elizabeth, on the refrigerator slash freezer, whatever we're calling that. And thanks for all you guys do over there.
Thank you.
As far as work and paint and flooring and...
Jesse's going to have to come up with...
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, we're trying.
She just giggles. We're trying.
Jesse's going to have to come up with a bid sheet that's his explanation of what you want with the cooler. So make sure he sits down so everybody's bidding on the same product.
Yeah, apples
right.
Apples.
Right.
So yeah. He's going to, you know, on size and... What type of refrigerant and all that? Piece.
Absolutely.
So. All right.
Will do.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
But that'd be one way so we can move on to the next meeting. Yeah. Apples to apples. Thank you.
Okay. Next is County Attorney and RTI Computers.
They don't need nothing.
These are for all of their computers in their office.
They just got new desks. What more they want?
Just computers at work.
Yeah. I know.
Who needs a computer? Let's go back to paper.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
I'd be okay with that one day.
So, I don't...
RTI. Okay, so we have installation of 1,500. Computers are $12,490.97. So that basically is 7 notebooks, whatever. The 3... What is that, some kind of a docking station?
So the secretaries, basically when I was trying to use my computer just to do a simple thing, just to do claims last week, it started to loop the restart and never let me in. So I went out front to use a different computer, and that one, Excel didn't work. So after waiting for 2 hours to try to get it to start, RTI was on the phone and managed to get mine to stop looping and start again. And so I asked Cherie what ours were looking like as far as replacement, because the secretaries are just terrible. I mean, they take like half an hour just to boot up. I don't know why. They're just slow.
Are they getting close?
They're all past the date, I guess.
And so they only give you 4 or 5 years.
I think it was 21.
It's terrible.
I think they're updating with you.
I know they are. It's terrible. I hate it. They don't service anything after
2019.
Yeah. And so they just ask. I didn't really tell them what we needed. I tell them what we use it for.
And this is what they come up with.
Yeah. And I said, are you sure that the secretary should have laptops? Because they can't stare at a 13-inch screen all day that go cross-eyed. And they're like, He said, okay, I would do monitors and docks for them.
So you did the 6 monitor. Okay, I see it, yep.
Don, do you remember what yours were cost?
Not off the top of my head.
I think they were over.
They were more 12, than this, so weren't they? Weren't they like 17 or 18 grand or something? I can't remember either, but I was thinking that it was
the same number of computers.
About.
I think so, yeah.
Do they have software?
Can you get 7,
different?
Don? What's that? What's that?
Probably,
what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, we got more than 7. I think they got 12.
Yeah, I think 12's on there. Right?
12.
Windows got new ones, the desk got new ones.
Yeah.
Well, if they're our IT guy and that's what they recommend for our system, I don't think that there's. I would make a motion to get the computers for the county attorney's office.
Second. Well, you got it.
Okay. Motion by Marty, seconded by Troy to approve the RTI for the county attorney's office. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yeah, I guess so.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Sorry, Kim, I was messing with you.
Okay.
I was hoping we were going to be the last two because we were going to say no. But I was number 3.
We have a jail visit today, but let's go then.
Committee reports. One thing I have, Bob, is Troy and I had an emergency, or a special meeting, I should say. Maybe it was an emergency meeting. I can't remember. I think it was special. It was special. We met at the LEC for the updating on the insurance for property and for the cyber problem, and or not just to make sure that we're covered.
Cybersecurity insurance.
Yep. And the premium went up like, I think it was like, was it like 8 or 9 grand between the building? The building was pretty insignificant, but the cyber was expensive.
Big expense.
But anyways, that's what we had. We had about a 20-minute meeting there, and that's the only thing I have.
Okay. Brian?
I don't have anything this time.
All right. Marty?
I didn't have anything either.
Troy?
Nothing.
Bob?
I really don't either. So we will then move to our jail visit. We'll take this party over there.
All right.
And then we'll adjourn from there.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
Oh, Sheree, anything? Emergency mail or emergency?
Nobody has anything. That's awesome.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Do you have anything?
See you at the jail.